middle-aged British couple detained in Iran during motorcycle trip. By Breitbart London on February 15, 2025. AFP, the UK government on Saturday named two Britons detained in Iran as Craig and Lindsay Foreman, with their family saying they are determined to ensure the pair's safe return. The two are currently being held in Kerman, a city and province in southeast Iran, the family said in a statement issued by the British Foreign Ministry. This unexpected turn of events has caused significant concern for our entire family, and we are deeply focused on ensuring their safety and well-being during this trying time, they said. The family added that it was united in our determination to secure their safe return. We truly appreciate the outpouring of support from friends, family, and the community, which has provided us with strength and encouragement as we face this ordeal, said the statement. The BBC reported that the couple are in their early 50s and were on a motorbike trip around the world when they were detained in January. According to social media posts, the duo crossed into Iran from Armenia in December and were gradually making their way to Australia. Britain's Foreign Office confirmed on Friday that it was providing consular assistance to two British nationals detained in Iran and were in contact with Iranian authorities. That came after Iran's official news agency IRNA reported on Wednesday that two British nationals were being held in central Kerman province on unspecified security offences. IRNA said British Ambassador Hugo Shorter met with the two security suspects at the Kerman prosecutor's office. The UK government advises against all travel to Iran. It says British and British-Iranian dual nationals are at significant risk of arrest, questioning or detention. Several other Europeans are held in custody in Iran, which has conducted multiple prisoner exchanges with Western governments in recent years. In an Instagram post, Lindsay Foreman acknowledged that traveling to Iran was slightly scary and they were doing so despite the advice of friends, family and the UK Foreign Ministry. "Yes, we're aware of the risks. But we also know the rewards of meeting incredible people. Hearing their stories, and seeing the breathtaking landscapes of these regions could far outweigh the fear," she wrote. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.